Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Are you okay today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. No, nothing. This could be quite interesting this morning. I watched a very good film over the weekend.
What was it?
The Big Short.
Oh, it's a wonderful
film.
You've
seen it? It's good, isn't
yes,
it?
I've seen it many times.
Because while trying to get to grips with what's going on in the markets at the moment, one of the recommendations was to watch this film, The Big Short, and I'm familiar with CDOs, Hank.
Yes, collateralised debt obligations. Yes, it's was the heart of the financial crisis, of course, and playing out in a different fashion at the moment. Certainly an interesting dynamic for the markets last week, this so-called battle between Main Street and Wall Street, as social media users tried to take down the hedge funds. An army of retail investors tried to squeeze those short sellers. These are people that betting shares are going to go down, particularly in stocks, including, as we know, GameStop, but also BlackBerry and AMC. The wave of money did push prices higher, but then also led to wild price swings after that. Trading platforms tried to calm tensions and protect their positions by imposing restrictions on clients purchasing many of the stocks, which in itself, as we said last week, raises many questions around fair and open trading conditions for all market participants. In terms of the impact, I think while a small number of hedge funds may face losses, more likely that many retail investors will find themselves on the wrong side of the trade when stocks fall back to their fair values. It's been framed as this idea, as I say, of Main Street versus Wall Street, but in some ways it could be also viewed through the lens of a classic pump and dump scheme, so I think it's time to be very careful.
Yeah, and they turned their attention to silver this morning as well.
I know you've got a large position in
silver.
Well,
I mentioned that to you on Friday. You kind of poo-pooed me away, but there you are.
Monitor these things very carefully indeed. Listen, I think what we're likely to see is with these waves of unusual activity filtering through much higher levels of volatility, but alongside that, I think increased pressure for more regulatory oversight into market manipulation, particularly using different types of media compared to the traditional way.
Really market manipulation? This is just a group of small investors got together and decided to take on the big boys, isn't it?
Yeah, there's not a huge amount of transparency in relation to that, has to be said. It may well, as I say, be framed in that regard. Could it well be people who know exactly what they're doing, whipping up a storm, encouraging less sophisticated investors into these stocks, into these markets, particularly with funds that they can ill afford to lose, in the hope that it's going to drive the price out? They get out first and leave those people holding the stock when the price eventually crashes. The reality is, in the short term, of course, markets can be driven in different ways. Long term, they should come back to their fair values, and that's the risk when you're investing in this type of momentum.
Okay, Goldman Sachs saying that buying and selling last week the highest since the financial crisis of 2008. So what are the implications for overall liquidity?
Well, some of the platforms have been saying exactly that. Part of the reason why they decided to put those restrictions in place was because they couldn't meet those commitments. Their liquidity providers wouldn't guarantee them, and they couldn't clear many of the trades that some of their clients were asking them to do. So this type of unusual activity does have broader repercussions, not only for the individual stocks, but for platforms trying to deal with these types of volumes.
Certainly left a sour taste in the markets at the end of last week, but I see that the Nikkei has climbed this morning and US stock futures are up at the moment as well.
Yeah, it's a pretty miserable week for markets last week. Stocks certainly slumping. Alongside that frenzied trading activity and shorted stocks, we had dire pandemic developments, of course, cautious outlook statements coming through from central banks weighing on investors. S&P 500 fell 3.3% last week, its biggest decline since the last week of October, wiping out the year-to-date gains. Similar falls in Europe. Stock 600 lost 3.1% last week. The index is down 0.8% during the course of January. We are looking at a better start on the European bourse, however, this morning. Opening calls currently calling FTSE up 9 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 85 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 31 points.
Yes, heard reports there was a man dressed as Robin Hood clipping hedges in Cobham over the weekend.
Yeah, these Robin Hood trading platforms is all quite exciting, isn't it? And the interesting name just adds to the sort of the mystique of the story.
Yeah, well, as somebody pointed out, that Robin Hood is ultimately owned by the Sheriff of Nottingham, so...
I like it.
OK. Ryanair, some fairly grim results on the way from them.
Perhaps no surprise, just had those results in the last hour and a half or so. Ryanair reporting a loss for its third quarter, €320 million. That compares with a profit of €87 million a year earlier. due to the disruption caused, of course, by the pandemic, now anticipates a full-year loss will be between 850 and 950 million euros, saying visibility for the fourth quarter remains limited. Of course, will be influenced by travel restrictions in the UK and Europe and the timing of the vaccine rollout and whether that discourages people from booking, particularly during the all-important summer season. In the third quarter, passenger numbers fell to 8 million from 36 million a year earlier. The load factor, which is a measure of how full the plane was, came in at 70% compared to 96% the year before. Really miserable December. Passenger count fell 83%. In terms of the outlook, the airline reiterated its lower passenger forecast for the year, coming somewhere between 26 and 30 million, with more risk to the lower end of that range. That compares to 149 million in the year before the pandemic.
And you got any bother boots in your wardrobe?
I've never worn them, to be honest with you. I always wore a nice, crisp pair of Church's, but I know you were a
DM. Even at school?
Yeah. And it's all about pride.
Really?
No. Shares in bootmaker Dr. Martin surged 18% after its IPO on Friday, trading 432 pence from the original IPO price, 370 pence, valuing the company at a whopping £3.7 billion, which is more than 10 times the £300 million private equity group Primera paid for the brand back in 2014. Sales have been booming in recent years. They've risen from £160 million in 2013 to £672 million in the year to the end of March 2020. Dr. Martin sales have been resilient during the course of lockdown, helped by its e-commerce platform, which now accounts for a fifth of all sales compared to 7% just back in 2015. Good news for its senior staff. 22 members of the senior management team will share a £350 million payout.
10-hole with yellow stitching.
Is that the one to go for?
They're almost part of the school uniform when I was at school.
What, DMs to school?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, the school bully had steel toe caps in his.
Were you the school bully?
No, Nigel Larson was a horrible piece of work. I wasn't bullied.
Do you still remember him? What was his name?
Nigel Martin. He was a horrible bloke. Oh,
Should we try and find him on LinkedIn? What do you think he's doing now?
Probably working for the government.
Her Majesty's pleasure. Brexit negotiator.
No, I wasn't bullied at school, but you steered well clear of Nigel Martin if you knew what was good for you.
Sounds like a nasty piece of work. What was his trademark? Down the toilet?
No, he just used to just beat kids up for no reason, you know. Just one of those people in life who just goes around making everyone's life a misery anyway.
This is not a sharing session, is it, we've gone into?
No.
Perhaps we should take this offline.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 137. Euro dollar coming in at 121. 1 euro, 13 cents for your British pound this morning.
I'll be waiting for you behind the bike shed, so I'm going to kick your head in.
Charming.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hang pots and Barclays.